Triple M's Pet of the Week for regional finance solutions. Local knowledge, national experience, regional solutions.
Yeah, good morning. And we do this every week. And Arch with Tasker, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, look, firstly, you've brought in Jethro this morning, which is very cute. Hello there. Now, this is one of the dogs from the, there was that litter of the last couple of weeks that we've had.
Yes, yeah. So this is another one of the siblings, little Jethro, one of the brothers. He's little mischief maker by looks of it.
It's amazing how they're all just so different, aren't they, in looks?
Yes, exactly. Yes, you know, so he's I think there's two in the litter that are just pretty much the pure black.
Yeah.
Compared to Bronson, who was our first pup, who was all brindle. Very, very confident, this little man. He's his foster mum is actually a dog trainer.
Okay.
So we're very, very lucky to have her on board. Grace from Canine Dog Training, and she said he is going exceptionally well with his obedient training, very, very confident, so he will require a person or a family who's going to continue his training.
Yeah, and putting those boundaries in place and stuff like that, especially at such a young age too.
Exactly, very important for them.
Now, if people are interested, they can go to the Facebook page for Arch, and we'll get it up on ours as well, and reach out to you guys too.
Definitely, yep. And on there, you'll be able to find some videos that his foster mum's sharing of him in home environment and his training as well, which is great to see.
Now, just before we go, a couple of things that I want to mention. Of course, Easter this weekend, and a lot of people with, chocolate and stuff like that, and really important not to feed that to your dogs.
Yes, exactly. With Easter Bunny visiting this weekend, chocolate is a big no-no for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Things like carob or yogurt is definitely good for them. You can buy them from any of your pets, local pet stores.
Yep.
For dog treats, if you want your dog to have a Easter treat. And also things like hot cross buns. A lot of people don't realise.
Oh, really?
The hot cross buns with the fruit in them is actually toxic to dogs.
Okay.
So best to avoid sharing them with your furry friend, that's for sure.
All right. Well, look, just keep that in mind this weekend. We'll get that up to remind people on our Facebook page as well. And, of course, thanks to Regional Finance Solutions. And this is great. They'll be donating a bag of dog food to Arch for every home loan that they arrange throughout May. So
That's amazing.
And because it is something for you guys, obviously, it's a volunteer organisation, so that really is going to help out.
Oh, definitely, for sure. We rely on a lot of donations from the public, whether that be, bags of food, flea and tick treatment, all that sort of things, bedding, collars. So it is amazing what Regional Financial Solution have put up for us. That is awesome.
Lovely stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Have a great Easter, and we'll chat to you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Moffy.
It's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M and our Pet of the Week.
Triple M's Pet of the Week for Regional Finance Solutions. Local knowledge, national experience, regional solutions.